While the legislature and the school system continue to work on the $400 million deficit at the state level, Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson also sat down with Brian Farmer from the Wyoming School Boards Association. Farmer says local school boards offer a critical perspective on spending and outcomes because it's a conversation they are constantly having on the local level.
I would submit that school boards are actually one of the most democratic institutions that we have in this country. It's fundamentally the link between the public and the educational system. So if education in Wyoming in particular is one of the highest rights, it's a constitutional right, something that we recognize as being fundamental, then how does the public manage their expectation of what that education will be? That's really through the school board. School board is the link. So among the most important jobs that school boards have, one of those most important jobs is the allocation of resources. So the block grant that our state system provides creates a mechanism for funding education, and then how we use that block grant at the local level is determined by the school board. So if that community, for example, values career and technical education, they may find that the funding formula was insufficient to provide enough for career technical education. Perhaps they want to have a very strong and vibrant ag program. So they may choose to allocate resources more than what was provided under the block grant to that kind of program. And so they'll go through that annual budgeting process of determining the priorities and then the allocations of funds within the district. And then they have to vote on in a public meeting and approve that budget.
Are they also dealing with salaries for teachers and administrators?
That's an essential part of the budget. So budgeting isn't just a one meeting. It's not just one and done. It's not just rubber stamping what the superintendent brings to you. The process for the school board really starts sometime around the beginning of the year, January or February. And they talk about priorities and things that matter to them and what they're going to start to expend resources on. Then as we get through the legislative session, we have to tweak a little bit based on the results of a legislative session. This year, tweak quite a lot. And you're going to see that in many of these service type organizations like a school district, somewhere around 80-85% of your budget goes to personnel. April 15th is an important date for making employment decisions for those that are teachers. And so you have to make your decisions by that point of who are the folks that you are going to continue their employment. After that, you're continuing to gather enrollment information. Perhaps you have more kids that move into the community over the summer and you need to add some staff. So it's a long process that really is kind of a January through July of determining that resource allocation, and a huge chunk of it goes toward your personnel.
Are they well-resourced to push back? Like, can they really hold administrators accountable and not give them what they want? I mean, what does that really look like?
So, for example, if an administrator was not leading a building or leading the district to make the academic achievement that was expected, they may decide that they're not going to continue the contract of that administrator. And oftentimes the public's going to come out and say, well, gosh, we sure like this person. They're a nice person. They're a great principal, or they were friendly to my kids, or something that they had that connection with. And so more often we're seeing the communities not coming in saying you're overspending. The community's coming in and saying we like the folks that we have and we don't understand why they're leaving. Yet school boards are making that tough decision to say, even in the face of a popular person, we're looking at the results. And if the results aren't where we expect them to be, then we're going to have a change in leadership to get those results. And at the end of the day, probably the biggest thing that the public has on its side is at the ballot box. If the school board's not getting it done, then the community is going to elect new members of the school board. Just like if a legislature is not getting it done, then they're going to elect new legislators. So we do get a lot of community feedback as school board members, hearing about what the community wants from the educational system.
Do you see a way in which the school boards can help us get through this impasse of where legislators are seeing it one way and then, you know, administrators are holding on tight to this is what it costs?
Well, I would say that this is something school boards wrestle with all the time. In good years or bad years, it's always wrestling with the question of how do we utilize our resources the best we can for the benefit of our students. And it's really important to know about what does it cost to provide that adequate education and make sure that we are resourcing the educational system appropriately. And I think that that's something that, school boards can kind of help bring to the table is help make sense of the data that we get. Is it good data? Is it meaningful data? Is it match with what our public is telling us? I don't think we're going to find some smoking gun in this process, this aha, eureka moment that we figure out, oh, we just, if we knew that, we could have done it better all along. I think we've been looking for those things and we've been tweaking things along the way. I'm not of the opinion that we have a spending problem. I think that we have a challenge in how do we manage the resources that we have. And is it necessary to identify additional resources? It may be, it may not. I think it's a big, big question for us to grapple with as a state. And school board members are already engaged in this kind of work. So it's not necessary to reinvent a wheel. It's just necessary to utilize the processes that we have, engage those people that have been elected to be the link between the school system and the public as a way of garnering feedback in this process.